Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from DonParish.com. Hopefully those of you who live in winter weather are staying warm. We're so blessed with our wood stove and keeps us warm and cozy in the cold of winter down here in Missouri. It's not even that bad, but when it does get cold, it's so cozy, and then I get to cook on it. So many blessings. Lots and lots of hard work goes into living off the grid, but there's many blessings as well. It's not complicated. It's simple, but it's good hard work. But so we got blessed with a bunch of snow last night. And Brother James and I went for a walk. It was so pretty, so peaceful and quiet. A sister was saying how the snow is white and like a light like Christ. And yeah, it's opposite of the darkness out there. And so we're just blessed to be able to partake of it. And I can see all the birds flying around eating the seed, and the deer came up and the turkeys are out. And it's just so pretty and peaceful. And I'm thankful that the Lord lets us partake of the creation that he made, because he could have hidden it all and just thrown us in a desert or something, but we're not. But anyway, so talking about peace in the creation, I just want to talk about how there's a lot of troubles and turmoils out there, the opposite of the peace that we have. And so we have to be prepared for that. And one of those is, I just thought maybe what we'd touch on is to remind ourselves that we're not of this world. If we are truly, if we've repented and we've been born again, we now belong to Christ and we follow after him and his ways, not man and his ways and the world. Because we're told if we love the world, the love of God is not in us. And so we've seen more and more lately how the world is coming against Christians. They're doing censorship, and they're telling people you can't even, they're calling things, like if you go out on the street and you just even read certain parts out of the Bible, they say it's hate speech, even if all you're doing is reading it out. And we know the end times have to come, and tribulation and everything, so we don't want to not want that to come, because it's what the Lord has said. And so what we need to do is just know and recognize it and see it and be prepared for it, because he's given us our armor. I read that yesterday, Ephesians 6, armor to put on. And by his power, we can get through all the darkness in this world. And I just thought I'd read some scripture verses to encourage us and just remind us we're not of this world. It's their world. And we're just foreigners passing through their world, doing what the Lord would have us do. And so let's read some scripture verses. Romans 12:2 is a big one here. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So see, when you're first born again, these are one of the top, this right here, this verse helps transform a person to remind them not to love this world and to be transformed, have their mind transformed from it. And the thoughts and everything that you were trained up in it, and be conformed into God's, what's good and acceptable of God, his perfect will. I love that. And this right here, Philippians 3:20, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, conversation is, it's like our life and our home, and it's like our conversation's not here in the world, on the earth. It is in heaven, and that's where we truly belong, not here, but we're here to do the work of the Lord, and that's what we're doing. We should be focused on that, because someday we'll be going home, which will be in heaven. And John 15:19-23, if you are of the world, and the world would love you, and the world would love his own, but because you're not of this world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. And if they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not sinned, or they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. So, because we're part of Christ and we stand for him and everything we do is in full obedience to him, if they hate us, then they're hating him, because we're just following his word and doing what he tells us to do. It doesn't matter if they say, oh, I love God, I just disagree. It doesn't matter. If they're not obeying God and they're not living for him and they're not transformed for him, they don't love him. And John 17:14, And I have given them my word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. We just keep getting reminded here. Oh, and I wanted to read 15 and 16 too. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but thou should keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So we see through the scriptures, and we see through the lives of the saints before us, they don't fit into the world. If you're fitting into the world and everybody loves you and nobody's looking at you like, why are you doing that? Well, you've got some problems then, because you're obviously not obeying the word of God, because the word of God, the ecclesia, is called out ones. And a godly woman who is born again is going to be transformed from the inside. She's going to be cleansed from all her sin, and she's going to be having the Holy Spirit indwell within her. And because of that, her life is going to drastically change. She's not going to dress the same. She's going to cover her head. She'll be learning how to cast away her feminism and submit to her husband in authority. She's going to stop being worldly and carnal and throw away all her worldly magazines and books. And the television isn't going to be a part of her life anymore. And music isn't going to be consuming and pounding in her head all the time, and her conversations and her thoughts and everything she does is going to be different than it was. And that's how the world sees us, because when you're called out, you kind of look like a stranger and a foreigner. You don't fit in anymore, and that's the mindset. Yeah, we don't fit, and everybody's looking at us strange. Rejoice! We're supposed to rejoice because we belong to the Lord, not the world. And so as we go through this world, we can't be concerned about all the rules and the politics and everything that they're doing, because the Word of God predicts the tribulation, like we're just talking about here. The tribulation is coming. The Word of God is true, and we need to be able to just press right through it and encourage one another in it. So as you're going through your life, just remind yourself you're not a stranger here. And what are we doing here? Jesus just said that he didn't call us out of it. He says, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil. So God wants us here. And why does he want us here? There's a reason for that. We have a purpose to be here. It's not just to get by and say, oh, I can't wait to get to heaven. I got to get out of here. Well, now we're being self-centered and we just want to live our life here on the earth in peace and quiet just so we can get to heaven. It's not all about us. It's about Christ and what he's done. And we need to tell everybody. We need to show it and shine it. And there's the way we do that is through our transformed life, us women becoming godly, holy, obedient women. And everybody around us is going to see a difference in that compared to them. And then we also have the gospel that we need to shine our light to them and share with them, both in our witness and in words. And however it is that the Lord gives us our ministries, everybody has something different, but we all need to be ready to give an answer to the hope that lies within us. We're to preach the gospel to the lost. I mean, we were lost and the gospel transformed us. Do we not want our neighbors to have that hope and that life as well? So we're here to do the works of him who sent us and that kept us here. And then he's gone to prepare a place for us if we endure through and do what he's called us to do. So we got a lot of trials that we're supposed to go through, and we just press through them through the strength of the Lord. And when the world starts changing and they start censoring things or persecuting people or throwing people in jail, people are going to get physically assaulted, whatever it is, you might lose your job. Husband might leave you. Children might hate you. There's so many different things out there. We just got to remember it's their world. We can't be trying to change it to fit and conform to us and try to make it into something of God. There's groups out there who think that they're planted here and they're to impact the world and change the world and bring it into God's, like Jesus can't return until they do something about it. That's not our charge. That's not right. Those are lies. We're supposed to just simply be living for the Lord and sharing his truth with everybody. And then when it's our time to go home, he'll bring us home. So remember that. Walk through as if you were just transported to a strange country, and You don't know everything all about it. It's theirs. Let them have it. Let them deal with it. We just figure out how to get by within this world, get by without being concerned, being entangled in it. Soldier doesn't get entangled in all that. He just does what he's supposed to do. And I think what I'll do is I'll leave us with this, because this says a lot. 1 Peter 2:11 through 17. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts that war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may be, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto the governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of the evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Now that kind of summarizes how we get through this life that we're in, whatever continent you live in, whatever country you live in, whatever it is that is where you're living, it's theirs. And we follow what God's word says, honor people, but not to the point of where you're sinning. We're supposed to be obeying all the laws of man. And if they cause you to sin or want you to sin, we don't. We see enough examples in the Bible that God will sustain us through whatever it is that he wants us to go through by refusing to sin for anybody or anything. But in all the rest, we just do what they, like Jesus said, when they asked him about who do they pay taxes? He said, give to Caesar what Caesar's due and give to God what's his. And that's what we do as we are pilgrims and sojourners in this world, shining the light of Christ and sharing the gospel with the lost. So don't be concerned about all that that's going on. Just focus on the Lord and do what he has you to do in your life and the works that are set before you. All right, sisters, hope you have a joyous evening. Love to you all. May God be praised.